Watch, dramatic footage shows Israeli troops in Turkey rescuing earthquake victims. By Deborah Brand on February 8, 2023. An IDF delegation of 150 soldiers and 300 medical personnel has been deployed in Turkey to aid in the search and rescue attempts after the deadly earthquake that has claimed the lives of 11,500 people and counting. On Wednesday, two Israeli Air Force heavy transport planes carried medical equipment to set up a field hospital in affected areas in southeastern Turkey. Dramatic footage shows Israeli troops extracting a woman in her 20s who was trapped under the rubble since the first earthquake on Monday morning. The Jerusalem Post cited Commander Major Riz Matan Schneider as saying, adding the extraction attempt took nearly 5 hours. The woman emerged healthy and whole, with only a fractured pelvis, Schneider said. She was evacuated and has returned to her fiancé. The IDF rescue team also heard calls for help from a building shaft that had collapsed. Soldiers took 4.5 hours to save a 12-year-old boy, who was stuck alone after 4 of his family members had been killed in the collapse. A 15-year-old girl was also successfully pulled out of a collapsed building on Wednesday evening. The military team also assisted local rescue teams extract a 2-year-old boy. The delegation has 150 rescuers and is also building a field hospital. We are in the early days of searching to find and rescue people who are trapped. We did this very successfully so far, IDF Colonel Golan Vok said. Vok went on to say that in the short time the IDF had been there, they had already saved 5 people and were in the process of extracting a further 2. This is a high level of success considering how much time we have been here, said Vok. According to Vok, Israel's preparedness for such situations have made the IDF team more effective than teams sent from other countries. He also said that only one other country, Azerbaijan, had sent a larger delegation than Israel's. Vok said, "We will go over 420 personnel soon. All Israeli citizens can be proud. The speed with which we got to the field has been impressive and we hope we will continue with success going forward." Vok said they would not give up hope of finding survivors for at least 5 days and that Israeli troops would remain in Turkey for up to 2 weeks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu commended Vok on his efforts. "You are carrying out the most important humanitarian work and are bringing great honor to the State of Israel and showing our true face to the world," Netanyahu said via phone. "Do whatever you can to save lives and stay safe." Israel also agreed to send aid to Syria, an enemy country, after Damascus requested it, a claim it later denied. Several thousand Syrians have died in the earthquake.